Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Support's being sought for flood-affected communities facing a 2 to 3 year long recovery. Rural Aid is relaunching its Buy Bail campaign ahead of Christmas in a bid to raise critical funds. The program raised $100 million for drought relief between 2015 and 2020. I caught up with Chief Executive John Walters to hear more about the scale of the devastation and what we can do to help.
Rural Aid's been there to support farming families right throughout this flood situation, but we really believe it's of a scale and a magnitude that so many people just aren't able to comprehend it. Almost two-thirds of New South Wales has been affected, and that means thousands upon thousands of farming families and small communities. Rural Aid is bringing back the Buy a Bail campaign, which was the vehicle that so many people around the country donated to during the drought. And we're bringing back because it's just such a severe situation in front of people now with this flood that we believe it's time to connect city and country again through Buy a Bail so that Rural Aid can get help and support to those farming families and rural communities.
That's right. It's about getting support to those families who have been so badly affected by this flooding event. I know you raised $100 million during the drought, as you mentioned a bit earlier. But I guess it's just from, you know, one natural disaster to another, unfortunately.
It's been drought, followed by bushfire, followed by flood, followed by flood, followed by flood, and all of those things in just a very, very short period of time. And each one just erodes the resilience financially and mentally of families just that little bit more. And coming into Christmas, typically a time of celebration, but for so many people, that celebration is going to be far from it. At Rural Aid, we believe it's not just fodder for livestock that's important. It's access to counselling service, and Rural Aid has a team of counsellors that provide free support to farmers and their families. It's getting financial assistance to people quickly so they can go and buy the essentials that they need. So it's those combination of support measures that are absolutely critical at this time. Families have been living in isolation for months, and it's time that we rally together through Buy a Bail to get that help and support to our farming families and rural communities.
Absolutely. And for those who, you know, do want to make a donation to support families through this terrible time, how can they get in touch?
Making a donation is really easy. Go to buyabail.com.au. Anything that you can give is going to be gratefully received. You're donating to a trusted and respected organisation in Rural Aid that's got a track record of getting that assistance to the people who need it rapidly. And we'll do that again in the context of this current flood situation.
It is a current flood situation, but of course, you know, we know the repercussions of this. The effects are going to be long-lasting and take years to recover from.
It's not the here and now that is important. We need help for those people right now, but it's the what comes after this. Like, recovery is going to take not weeks, not going to take months, it's going to take years. And with Rural Aid, we believe we've got the program and the structures in place to be able to play that vital role along with government and others, and we're looking for that commitment to get in and do that.
That's Rural Aid Chief Executive John Walters there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.